Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Super Thursdays. Well, we are here today. We have some awesome, awesome information for you today. Today, you all, I just want to say thank you and welcome to the show. If it's your first time tuning in to Coach Lalisa, heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every Monday through Friday, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are here to empower you, to motivate you, to inspire you to be all that you want and desire to be. But first, we got to help you understand that who you think you are may not be where and what you really are. So we've got exercises for you to help you to really dig deep to find out that secret, that thing that nobody else knows. You know, sometimes who we really are and who we really want to become, we have not even spoken it yet. And, you know, some people know, like, right away, like with the snap of a finger, they know exactly what they want to do. They know exactly where they want to be in life. But for some people, it takes a while. You have to evolve. You know, some people are so hard on themselves. I know I used to be there. I was so hard on myself, beating myself up for not becoming this or that, or if I took on a project or some kind of activity, beating myself up because I haven't gotten there yet. But then I learned this little secret. It's called letting yourself evolve. Well, each of you today who is on the switchboard, we thank you for calling in. Like I said before on the yesterday show, the phone lines were absolutely filled to max. We're going to have to upgrade our status to premium hosts just so we can get more callers in. We want everyone to be able to listen via the phone lines. This is for individuals who might be on the train. You may be on a long bus ride. You may even be in your car listening. You may be listening from work on your phone and you can't go to the website. Some companies won't allow you to go to Blog Talk Radio. It's just too social for them, and they want your mind focused on work and other things. So people need to be able to listen. But you may be on your job, but you know what? You need to get what you need to get so that you can be everything that you need to be. So whether you're on the job or not, because a lot of times in companies, I found out that if you don't stay motivated, if you don't stay empowered, if you don't stay inspired, you can't even get through 1 8-hour day at work. So I come to you with this show each and every day to help you so that you can be the best whatever you are on your job, in your career. You may have your own business or whatever you're doing. But today, I'm going to be going over LaLisa's 100 Wisdom Keys. Now, 101 Wisdom Keys, I'm not going to be able to give them out all in one show, so I've broken it up in parts. So we're going to do part one today, and then every Thursday for the next 6 weeks, we will deal with LaLisa's 101 Wisdom Keys. Now, for tuning into the show, you are going to get a free prize. I'm going to tell you about it at the end of the show, so you got to stay tuned right here to the Coach LaLisa Show. But whoever is on the show, at the end of the show, I'm going to give you instructions, and I'm going to tell you how you're going to get your free item for tuning in to the show today. And so make sure you stay on all the way to the end, or if you are on, you will know exactly what I'm saying right now. So make sure you take a few notes of the first, you know, and if you have to go back and listen to the archives to find out, you can. But if you listen to the show today, you are going to be able to get a free gift. So let me get into, and again, welcome to everyone in the chat room. I see some new faces. I see some new numbers. That's great. That means we're growing. That means we're on our way. Again, this show is for people who are ready to move. This is, like the song says, ain't no stopping you now. You're on the move. You know, there's a lot of things you got to do. Go back and listen to one of the archives. We talked about overcoming negativity, overcoming negative people. We talked in the past about how to overcome even the fear of success. You know, everybody knows that people who are very successful, who are millionaires, who've made their first million, all of those people, if you talk to them, they had to change their mindset. You know, we grow up and we're taught a mindset of lack and poverty. We're taught this from the time we're little kids. So don't think it a strange thing that you cannot wrap your mind around things like, you know, making $500,000 in 1 month or a year. Or, you know, you can't wrap your mind around owning your own college or owning your own university. But a lot of people can't wrap their mind around these things. But we're here on the Coach LaLisa Show to help you, you know, break it down. You know, we're going to break it down, as they say, simple, stupid, so you can do it. You know, we make things so hard and complicated, people can't get it done. But again, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Like I said, stay around the end of the show. We have some free items we're going to give away. Everybody who's tuned into the show today, you're going to get your free item. Now, this is part of my new book, my brand new book, hot off the press. They're going to be running to the store to get these wisdom keys. These wisdom keys that I'm giving you are the way I got out of my tragedy. I was molested from age 5 until I was 18. By the time I was like 15 or so, for the last 3 or 4 years of my molestation, I was actually engaged in the activity. I wasn't a little 5-year-old, 7-year-old scary child. I was at that point a teenager becoming a young woman. I was duped. I was sucked in. I was out of my mind. I should be in a crazy house taking all kind of meds because of what I did, what I went through. You know, a lot of people that were molested, one of their common solaces is that it wasn't my fault. I didn't do anything. That's right. But for a person who is 15, 16, 17, actively having sex with their relative, that's absolutely enough to make you crazy. But it was a long story. Can't tell you all of it right now. But this is where I got to where I am. I ended up, age 25, a prostitute as a result of what had happened to me. So yes, while the molestation stopped at 18, but the effects of the molestation lived on, and it drove me to the streets. And so this is what I'm teaching from, and this is where my passion, this is where I get my energy, and that's what I'm giving out today in the show. So this is part one. Every Thursday over the next several weeks, we will continue with the Lisa's 101 Wisdom Keys. Now, the first absolute key, now these aren't in any kind of order, okay, but number one, don't let others keep you from being who you really are. Okay, so wisdom key number one, don't let others keep you from being who you really are. And people will typically do that by projecting onto you their own limitations. You tell someone, oh, I'm going to go start a catering business, an event planning business, whatever kind of business you want to come up with. Typically, they will have their own resistance to being an entrepreneur will rise up in them very quickly, and it will come out of their mouths before they can even know what they're saying. Their subconscious mind has it right there ready to be spoken. And so you have to be on guard. You know, a lot of times we tell people, don't tell everybody your dreams and goals and visions. And that's why. It's not because you don't want to share them with people you love or what have you. It's just that their resistance to the thing will rise up. Same thing. If you tell someone you can make $1 million in 1 year, again, their adversity to money, to millions, is going to rise up, and they're going to speak it over you. So don't let others keep you from being who you really are. The second key, your misery holds your miracle. Your misery holds your miracle. There are a lot of people waiting for miracles in life. They want a miracle here and there, and they want it to, you know, fall out of a tree. They want it to come from the north, south, east, and the west. Well, your miracle is in you. Your miracle is in the misery that you went through. So before I know we talk a lot about, you know, forgetting the past and moving on. That's true. But realize that your misery holds your miracle. In other words, find out where your misery is and take that misery and turn it into the miracle that you're going to make happen for others. Number three, wisdom key. I'm going over Lalisa's 101 wisdom keys from my brand new book of the same title. Number three, change is the catalyst for success. Again, a lot of people are looking for success, but they won't change. They do the same thing every day, but somehow they expect a different result. Now, there's a lot of famous people out there and researchers and psychologists and sociologists, anthropologists, and all other kind of people that have said that that's insanity to do the same thing and expect a different result. It's you're flat out insane when we do that. Therefore, know that change then is the catalyst. It doesn't mean it's the be-all and the end-all, but it starts with change. I tell people, if you want something you never had before, you got to do something that you've never done before. Okay? So that is another one of the keys. Now, I'm going to give you another key. Opportunities are often disguised by hard work. You know, people think that the door of opportunity to be on television, like I am now with my brand new TV show, The Lalisa Show, about to hit cities all around the country. You can see it right now on the internet. You can go to YouTube and see my first debut segment of my TV show. Other segments are already being produced. I have a team of producers. I have editors. I have makeup artists. All kinds of things have come to place. People think that this stuff happened overnight. No, this was an opportunity that you look at it as an opportunity, but underneath it is all the hard work that I've been doing for about 20 years. 20 years I've been working, doing things. Okay, so another wisdom key. Opportunities are often disguised by hard work. Number five, your pain teaches you about your purpose. You know, sometimes people are so upset because this happened and that happened. Well, take that pain and realize that it has within it your purpose, the thing that you were born to do, the thing that you were created to do, the thing that pained you is going to propel you to your purpose. Number 7, don't be afraid to start small. Yes, we want the big dream. Yes, we want the big goals. We want the big objective. We want the big vision. But you will reach none of it until you start small. Start little. Start with the onesies and twosies, and then you'll end up with the thousands. But start small. Number 8, don't take on other people's anger and bitterness. If someone comes to you all bitter and angry at someone, don't you adopt that attitude for that person. Let me tell you why. That very person may be the person to sign your million-dollar check. That very person may be the person that may open a door of opportunity for you. So be careful. Don't take on other people's anger and bitterness. Number 9, take daily doses of motivation. Every single day, read something motivational, watch something motivational, listen to something motivational. It amazes me that miserable people, you know what they mostly listen to? Miserable and angry people. I'm not trying to be funny. I absolutely love the news. But most miserable people are people who watch the news at least 3 times a day. Don't you know that the news is filled with negativity on purpose? It's to scare you. It's to stop you. It's to limit you. It is a social hindrance. And people who, they laugh at me because I don't watch the news that much. I'll ask my husband certain things like what's happening with the weather, you know, the things that are very, very important to me. But, you know, a murderer on the loose is not going to stop me from going to work, going shopping, or doing anything else I do. So why do I need to fill my head with that? Now, if the murderer is very local, let's just say they're in my community, that's different. But I don't need to watch a bunch of negative news about what is happening in the world, in the country, if I can't do anything about it. So you need daily doses of motivation every single day, all right? Daily, you know, just like you eat every day to stay fit and in shape, or you know, you get exercise every day to keep the heart pumping and blood flowing properly. Well, you need to have your attitude flowing properly. So every single day, take daily doses of motivation. All right, that's number 9. Number 10, now this is a critical wisdom key right here. We're going over Lalisa's 101 Wisdom Keys. Welcome to the show if you just tuned in. We have about 10 minutes remaining to the show. If you stay with us, we have a gift for you. We're going to tell you about it absolutely free. All you're going to have to do is give me your information and you will get it. This is coming straight from my brand new book, Lalisa's 101 Wisdom Keys. Number 10, don't wait for others to do what you can do for yourself. Stop waiting for someone to get you started, to jumpstart you, to hand you something on a silver platter. But this is here's the real jewel here. Here's the real jewel to this wisdom key. When you begin to move in action, all of a sudden, people will come out of nowhere and give you things. So some people call that a catch-22. You're not going to wait for someone. You're not going to sit on a stump or a stoop and wait for somebody to show up and give you stuff. However, here's the jewel of that wisdom key. Once you begin to move in whatever it is that you want to do, people will show up. it's almost as if they're not going to come to you, but they're there. They're not going to come to you, but they are there. But you got to go to them. They're the ones waiting. The people that have the stuff, they're waiting. The person without the stuff needs to be up moving. Remember when the woman, she didn't have any money, and she gave the little bit that she had, and she was blessed mightily. The woman with the jars of oil, she didn't have very much. But once she began to get moving, then the prophet was able to bless her with, she had so much oil, she didn't even have enough room for it. So, number 10, don't wait for others to do what you can do yourself. And that's really what that parable is showing us and teaching us. You got to get going. I know it seems like a hard task, and it looks like, oh my goodness, where am I going to start? It seems so overwhelming. It's unbelievable that you could, you know, achieve that big, giant thing. Well, don't worry. Just get started, and help is out there along the way. You know, I got a new stage play coming out. It's called Along the Way. A lot of people are stuck where I had already got up and moved away from. There are people still sitting and waiting. And, okay, don't do it. Now, that was number 10. Number 11, when you find true love, whether it's in a friendship, it's in a special person, it's in a significant other, what have you, when you find it, you have to continue to cultivate it. A lot of people, their marriages die, their relationships end, because it's almost like taking people for granted. They think, well, you know, they went through maybe a lot of trauma and pain or whatever to find the person, or they went through a lot before they found the person, or the person found them. But then once they get the person, they kind of just rest on their laurels, like they're wore out now, like, oh, I'm so tired, or they're satisfied, they're content, oh, I got it. No, you have to continue to cultivate and to work every single day at making it better, because love, it's, you know, it's alive, and anything that's alive needs to be nourished and fed so that it can not only stay alive, but stay healthy. So you want a healthy marriage, you want a healthy relationship with your friends, with your girlfriends, with your coworkers, whatever. You have to cultivate it and do healthy things. Okay, that was number 11. Number 12, work on your personal development, for it leads to excellence. Work on your personal development. So a lot of people just work on their physical. They work on their body. They may go to the gym. They may jog. They may ride bikes. They may play golf or tennis. Okay, a lot of people, they may spend a lot of time, you know, getting their hair done, nails done, you know, men getting their hair shaped up, beard shaped up. But their personal development is like an old, worn down, beat up house. So it's like a shack almost. So you want to work on your personal development. You want to be reading those powerful books. You want to listen to motivational shows like this and others. Yeah, and my good friend, our Wednesday midday call, Mr. Versi Walker, has a very, very powerful book, Success, How Did I End Up Here? You can contact him through the internet. You can go to his website. You can look him up in Google, Mr. Versi Walker. He's the author of Success, How Did I Get Here? Also, you can go to his Facebook page. You can let him know you heard about him right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Culture Lalisa Show. He also has specials. He has things that can help you. Well, we just have a few minutes remaining to the show, so I want to make sure that I get you that information so you can get your free stuff. But I'm going over Lalisa's 101 Wisdom Keys. Okay, we're up to number 13. We're going to do 15, and then I'm going to give you the information. Goals and dreams plus action leads to realization. In other words, just having a goal and a dream is not enough. You must put action to it. You can have all the wonderful dreams in the world. You can dream of being Miss USA. You can dream of holding your own conferences, seminars. You can dream of having your own business. But until you make an action, it won't be realized. You will never realize it in your lifetime. And if you continue to speak those dreams to action-oriented people like myself, I might live it long before you ever do. And other people like me, I won't do it on purpose. But if I see you're not taking action on it, you see, when you put it out there in the universe, it's fair game. That's why in the writing business, you can't copyright titles, because anyone may come up with that exact same title of your book or your movie just as you did. When things are put out in the universe, they're free game. And you know, remember, there's nothing new under the sun. So 13 was goals and dreams plus action lead to realization. Number 14, problem solving builds character muscle. If you want to get strong, you want to get powerful, start solving problems. Solve other people's problems. Find someone with a problem, solve their problem, not take on their problem, okay? Just solve it for them. Help them, and you will get strong beyond measure. 15, and then we're going to go to our information that's telling you what you're going to get free by tuning into the show today. 15, number 15, don't hang with people who complain all the time. Don't hang around with complainers. They will absolutely drain you. They will drag you down. You will not have energy to do what you need to do, to get done what you need to done, to get done what you need to get done. Do not, absolutely do not hang around with people who are always complaining. Nothing ever goes right. Nothing ever goes their way. They never see the bright side of things. And you know that's wrong. First of all, you were told not to complain about anything. So you were commanded never to complain. You saw what happened to Moses. Don't do it, period. If it's something that you don't agree with, if you have a disagreement, fine. You can have a disagreement. Okay, let's say it rains today. I may disagree that I don't want to be out in the rain, but I'm not going to complain about it. I'm going to take my umbrella, I'm going to dress accordingly, and I'm going to keep it moving. So those are the first 15 of the 101 wisdom keys from LaLisa. Now, here's what you're going to do. Each and every person on here right now, I've already recorded your numbers. I see who's in the chat room. You all are going to get a copy, a free copy of my book, LaLisa's 101 Wisdom Keys. You're going to absolutely get a free copy. But this is what you have to do. At some point in time, you're going to have to email me that you were on. I already have your numbers, but I still need you to email me that you were on the Coach LaLisa show and you heard the show today, because we're going to be giving something away. Next week, we're going to be giving something else away. But every Thursday, you tune in. Thursdays is going to be our giveaway Thursdays. So don't forget, Saturday, if you're in the Newark area, we have a networking in the morning at 10 a.m. And you can go to my website and you can get the information for that at www.lalisajwilliams.com. You can also tune back in here tomorrow, Friday. We'll give you more information about that. But we absolutely want to see you at the Wyndham Hotel in Newark, New Jersey, routes 1 and 9 South by the Newark Airport, for our first monthly networking event. It's going to be awesome. We got awesome people coming. We have a great speaker coming, Mr. Michael Parker. Some of you heard him on Tuesday morning. He gave out some great information. Be there live and in person. Don't forget, tune back in tomorrow. Fridays, I thank God it's Friday. We have empowerment tip number two. We gave out number one last week about don't be stuck. So have a great, great, great day. Make it a powerful day. Don't forget, mark your calendars for July 17th for our second annual Releasing Your Inner Power. women's conference. We got over 200 women coming. We got vendors. We have I'm trying to get this awesome jazz artist to come and perform. We're going to be we got giveaways. We're giving away big ticket items on that day. So if you're in the New Jersey area, Saturday morning, make your way to Newark, New Jersey, back at the Wyndham. I'm trying to make the Wyndham our official hotel here in New Jersey for all the events for the LaLisa Show, for Coach LaLisa, and also for our training and coaching. So that's the way when I say where we're going to be, people are going to automatically know. Well, have a great and wonderful and powerful day, and I look forward to you being back here tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.